You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Second date update.
Usually for second date updates, I look through all the emails that we get, and I'll choose the most interesting date story. Or someone with a unique name to call.
Totally.
Yeah, hopefully you don't pick the most boring one.
Yeah.
But today,
something that people will remember.
I think I just chose this one because I'm hungry.
Oh, man.
Oh, what?
Jeff.
Because one of our listeners, Jeremy, says he owns a local cafe.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I said, let's call that guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We would want to get free
Dude,
breakfast.
Yeah. I need a homie hookup, all right? So, and some pancakes.
Yeah, Jeremy, if we do this for you, could we get a friend's family discount at your place or what?
Absolutely.
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
I'll even throw in one of my world famous cinnamon rolls for you guys.
I love cinnamon rolls.
Did you say one or four?
Oh, well, they may be the huge ones.
For you, I'll give you a five.
Okay. Hey, all right.
I love this guy.
No, all right.
That's two for me.
So let's get into this. Jeremy, tell us about the person you want us to call today. What's their name?
Anna is her name.
Okay.
Anna, okay.
Okay, go for it. Where did you meet her?
Well, she actually came to the cafe.
Oh, do you make it a habit of dating your clientele?
Absolutely not. It's bad for business.
Oh, so what made Anna break the mold for you?
Well, she actually had something wrong with her order.
Oh,
she
no.
had, like, made a substitution, and then there was just, you know, sticky finger with the waiters. It happens sometimes.
Sticky fingers? What do you mean? He stole some of her breakfast? I don't understand what you mean like that.
Six strips of bacon.
Or he literally put down a plate with syrup all over his hands.
Yeah, sorry. He punched the wrong button.
Oh,
he rang in the
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When he put in the substitution.
Okay. So just a little human error.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That happens.
Okay, so she complained about that. And what happened next?
Well, I came out to kind of resolve the issue and, you know, customer service.
Yeah.
Wait, did she escalate it to that level, though? Can I just ask you?
She didn't escalate it, but when I saw how cute she was, I decided a manager probably should handle that one.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Gotcha. All right. So how did that interaction go?
It was fine. It wasn't really a big deal. I actually even gave her a free cinnamon roll.
Oh, lucky.
So how did you turn that into a date, though?
Well, she thanked me for giving her the free cinnamon roll, and we kept talking for a minute. She just said that she started working in the area, and, you know, I offered to show her around since I've been there forever. And
nice, bro.
And she took you up on that?
Yeah, I was going to show her around and got her a coffee, even.
Ooh.
So I got her number.
Nice.
That's the most important part.
Okay, that was an awkward way to get to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You gave her enough free stuff that she gave you her number.
Yeah.
Here's a coffee, here's cinnamon roll, what else? Here's a fork? Like, what can I have?
And the thing is, as someone who has been new to a city where you don't know anyone, you will literally call whoever gives you a phone number.
Yeah,
because it's just like anyone hang out with me. I can't be choosy right now. I mean, I don't mean to knock you, but I assume she called.
We met up a couple days later.
Nice.
Okay, what'd you end up doing?
Yeah, we just kind of walked around and just showed her around some places. It was pretty cool, and then it got to lunchtime, so I offered to buy her some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she lived nearby, and we should just pick it up and go eat it on her balcony.
Oh, damn.
You got the invite?
Yep.
Nice on her, too. Yeah. Look at this vibe.
Daytime, even.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't really know how to handle myself, and you could tell. Sometimes I'm a little awkward.
It sounds like cute. You really like her.
Yeah, it's endearing. I mean, it's endearing to be a little awkward.
So how was her balcony?
It was good. She kind of gave me the tour of her apartment. The balcony was cool.
Good.
What else did she show you? Did she show you anything else at lunchtime?
God.
Wow, bro. No? It's not cute when you say it like that.
Afternoon delight.
I wasn't trying to go there. Like, when we got to, like, here's my bedroom, I was like, okay, so what is the move here? What's happening exactly? I'm trying to pick up on everything.
You just go jump in.
Awkward.
All right, get in, silly.
Look at your bed, looks too made. Let's try to undo that.
That's a good line.
Oh my gosh.
He is awkward.
You know, I wasn't trying to make it romantic, but you know, that was in the air. You know, so.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did anything happen?
No, I awkwarded my way back over to work.
There was no kiss or anything?
No.
That's okay. That's okay. It's a daytime first date, you know?
Little tease.
And yeah. First dates are, a little more friendly.
All
yeah,
right.
But she honestly trusts you. Like, she just met you, and she's bringing you back to your place, showing you her bedroom. Like, that is something.
Yeah. I mean, and there was definitely flirty vibes, but it wasn't quite to the point where anything was really going to happen that day.
Got it.
Okay.
So, you know, before I left, though, I asked her, I was like, we should get dinner sometime. And she was like, yes.
So has dinner happened or is that not happened yet?
No. Hmm. I've been trying to get her to, like, nail down a time, and she's just not even really responding.
Whoa.
Oh, that's weird.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I know, because it's like, how could you have more plans when you are brand new to a city?
Right.
Well, let's try and figure this out. We're going to play a song, you bake us some scones, and then when we come back, we'll call Anna for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
Jam.
Can I order a side of bacon?
Oh, yeah. Can we get some bacon too, man?
Oh, and I'd like 3 poached eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have them on my balcony.
Okay.
Sweet talker. All right. We're going to do it right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part 2.
On a first date, we all want to hear those 5 magic words. Mm. Want to see my balcony?
Oh. Well, sir, how big is it?
Maybe take a peek in the basement afterwards.
Nice.
Look at all the basements.
Just hold your breath in the basement.
All right.
That's what Jeremy's date, Anna, said to him. Not the basement stuff, the balcony.
Okay.
After they had a nice date walking around the city, he says nothing overly romantic happened back at her place because he had to get back to work, but he did feel like there was chemistry. And now, ever since, she's been blowing him off. And this is a very important call to all of us, not only because we care deeply about Jeremy's love life, but also because if we get him a date, he promised to send us free food from the cafe he owns.
We're so hungry.
So guys, A-game here.
Yes.
Don't screw it up like we did the last 7 calls.
He sells cinnamon rolls. I understand what's on the line, Jeffrey, okay?
Did we sum it up there pretty good, Jer?
Yeah, nailed it.
All right. Let's do this. I'm ready to go. We're going to call Anna here, and we're going to try and get you your second date update, get you back up to her balcony. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man. Here we go. I'm dialing her number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Anna?
Yes, this is Anna.
Hey, Anna, my name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. What's the reason for calling?
We're calling because we do a segment on the show called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of anything like that before?
No, I haven't. Sorry, I don't know who you guys are. I just moved to this area, and I haven't even listened to the radio.
Oh, that's good.
We're in lots of areas, that's offensive.
That's okay. Yeah. We're the welcome crew. We'd like to welcome you to the area.
Yes.
Heard that you've made quite the impact already, so good job on you.
We're welcoming you on behalf of our good friend Jeremy, who you met recently. Do you remember Jeremy?
Jeremy? Yeah.
He works at a cafe?
He owns it.
Yeah, I know Jeremy. I'm just a little confused about why you're calling.
Well, Jeremy asked us to reach out to you because he says you guys hung out and he had a great time and he was thinking you might see each other again, but he's been having a hard time getting a hold of you and he's not really sure why.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I'm gonna see him again, so.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. What did he do?
Darn it.
Listen, I have been new to a city where I knew no one, and I would always call everyone back just to beg them to hang
yeah,
out with me.
Especially if they buy you food.
Yeah, like he seemed really cool. He's a little awkward, but like I felt like he was awkward in an endearing way. You didn't get that?
No, I mean, I definitely got that. And I had a good time hanging out with Jeremy, but there was, okay, so I've been to his cafe twice. And, mm-hmm. you know, I met him there the first time. And then I actually stopped by a few days after that just to say hi, but he wasn't there. So I ended up ordering a cinnamon roll.
Can I ask, is that detail important to your story or
just a humble brag?
I know. I'm already so hungry right now. And if you describe a cinnamon roll to me, I might lose it.
Just rub it in.
No, that's when I realized that the one that I ate the second time was really different from the one that I had a few days before.
Okay. I mean, that can happen when they make handmade cinnamon rolls places. Yeah.
The dough is different or something.
What does this have to do with Jeremy, though?
Are you a food critic?
No, I'm not a food critic. I understand that question, but I have to give some background first because his cafe has been in his family for generations.
Cool.
Oh.
And so we were talking about them when we hung out, and I shared that my grandma Margaret, she made these great cinnamon rolls, and I know that his cafe is kind of known for cinnamon rolls, so I showed him my recipe book because it was right there in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And when I went back a few days later, I realized that he was making my family cinnamon rolls. They tasted exactly like my grandma Margaret.
Whoa!
So wait, slow down. You're
accusing him of something.
Yeah, he's a cinnamon roll thief, guys.
Look, I can't explain it, but like the cinnamon roll that I had the first time was completely different than the second cinnamon roll that I had, and it tasted exactly like my grandmother's.
Wow. I remember my grandma's cinnamon rolls, too. I mean, you can tell.
Dude, how messed up is that? That he is taking his family's recipe and just throwing it in the trash for another family's recipe.
One?
Well, hold on. We don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, the whole thing is crazy.
I believe it.
I kind of believe it, too.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's ask. Jeremy, did you steal her grandma's recipe for cinnamon rolls?
Oh, that's right. He's.
Oh my God, he's on the phone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Anna, sorry. I need to tell you, he's on the other line listening. He wants to talk to you.
Oh my God.
I am so sorry that this is happening right now.
Wait, is that because you're caught?
No, I didn't steal the recipe. I made a batch, and I gotta say, the recipe was so good that it kind of influenced me. So I kind of made an homage to her grandma's recipe.
Oh, you're trying to...
Anna, you were right, Anna.
I blended a couple of the elements together, a little more nutmeg here. A pinch of salt was kind of an interesting choice, and it really brings out some flavor.
Okay, you didn't steal from her. Anna inspired you.
Truly, it was an inspirational.
No. Here's the thing. If it was on the up and up, you would have said something. You would have asked her. You would have told her. Right, Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do like some experimentation, you do that at home and not your place of business where you're selling the recipe. Like
that's actually true. He's making money.
I wanted it to be a surprise for you.
What?
Then why didn't you tell us about that?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell her first. I hadn't gotten her on the phone yet.
Okay, well, tell her what you were going to say to her if you talked to her in person then.
Well, I was just going to let her taste it for herself and see her reaction and then be like, your grandma's recipe? And then, like, kick off a conversation about it and have some fun with it.
You're so making all this up right now, dude.
Anna, are you buying this?
No, I feel like it's really weird that you made it at your restaurant and, like,
okay, well, I'll stop using it. I thought it was kind of cute. I'm sorry. It was probably a silly move to bring it to the restaurant first.
Good move.
Yeah.
Good move, Jeremy. He's turning me, Anna. He's turning me onto his side.
I want to stand up for Jeremy because he seems like a pretty genuine guy, apart when he's not stealing grandma's recipes. But
come on.
He's stealing from grandma.
I actually kind of believe him, Anna.
Can you get lower than that?
Said he would stop using the recipe. I mean, he may have tried maybe to do something nice for you.
I do appreciate the explanation because I was just kind of too weirded out to ask about it.
Cinnamon rolls aside, did you feel like you connected with Jeremy? Because that's what this whole phone call is about. We'd like to send you guys out on another date and we'll pay for it.
I would love to take you out again. I'll never do anything with your grandmother's recipe without your approval. And I mean, I just appreciated you sharing that with me. It was kind of a nice intimate moment between, you know, generations of recipe passers, you know, like, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Come on, Anna. One more shot. If there's more red flags, you can dump them then.
He's just another man that appreciates a nice toasty set of buns. And mm-hmm. in that spirit, please, Anna, give him one more shot.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Yes!
Thank you. We did it. We're getting free breakfast, everybody.
Breakfast. Dude, now we got to try the cinnamon.
Yeah, Jeremy, we'll take 20.
You guys got to pick which kind you want, grandma's or mine.
Oh,
a little bit of both.
Yeah, you said you weren't making grannies anymore.
Uh-oh, busted, I guess.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
So it's been 5 or 6 months since we last talked to Jeremy and Anna. And for the record, Jeremy never got us free breakfast like he said he would.
Oh, man.
I don't even know why he's on the phone with us.
But no, the big question is, are they still together? Anna,
yeah.
What is it?
No, we are not still together.
What?
Good, we don't approve of him anymore.
Wait, is Jeremy actually not on the phone? Is it just Anna?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, you guys are still on the phone, but you're not together.
No, we are not together. We just decided that we'd be better off as friends.
Okay.
It was going pretty well, though. I mean, we dated for a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah, I put her grandma's name on the menu.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Does your family like that, Anna?
Yeah, at the time, it was a really nice touch.
Oh, okay.
At the time. Yeah. So what happened?
Well, I did this unknowingly. I really offended her family by adding raisins to the recipe.
Oh, bro. Man, people add raisins to everything.
Raisins a hot topic.
Why would you do that?
I'm telling you guys, they kick it up a notch. There's a subtlety and a fruitiness that just wasn't there before that I really enjoyed.
Whoa, okay. He keeps calling it an upgrade, but it's actually a downgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeremy, nobody likes raisins.
Is this the update that you guys are just fighting over raisins now? Like you were friends, now you're not even friends?
No, we're still very friendly,
but we like to rib each other about this raisin thing.
Okay.
Is Margaret's name still attached to the raisin fiasco?
Absolutely not. No. Like I would not drag her name like that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Stand up for good old Margaret.
Out of respect for her and her family, I took Margaret's name off the raisin roll.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But they're so good. You guys got to come down and try them.
No, thanks.
Maybe Brooke would be interested.
Dude, what is this? You were supposed to deliver us breakfast 5 months ago.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
Now we have to come down and eat raisins. That sounds awful.
After Raisin Gate, I'm not interested. But we appreciate you guys updating us. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
good luck out there.
Best of luck with your raisin cinnamon rolls.
Hey, thank you. They're delicious.
Okay.
They're not. You can skip them. It's fine.
Okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.